I'm sorry. If I could get you all to be seated, we'll call the meeting to order, please. Mr. Bob Skipper, could I call on you for the invocation, please?
Please bow with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we pause this morning to thank you for all that you have created and provided. We especially thank you for this institution, Western Kentucky University, and the people associated with it. I ask for your continued blessing upon WKU as we seek to make a positive impact on the lives of students, faculty, staff, and the community. I thank you for this board and for their willingness to give themselves to lead, and I ask for your continued guidance and direction as they make decisions this morning. Also, I ask for your blessing for all members of the Hilltopper family everywhere. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Bob. We have a new board member, Dr. Melissa B. Dennison, and if she'll come up to the front, I'm going to swear you in. I've already asked her what all to do.
Jim's going to be like a county judge here in a little bit. He's been swearing a lot of people in.
You solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the State and true the Commonwealth of Kentucky so long as you continue as a citizen thereof, and that you will faithfully execute to the best of your ability the office of member of the Board of Regents of Western Kentucky and subject to law. And do you further solemnly swear that since the adoption of the present Constitution, you being a citizen of the state, have not volunteered with deadly weapons within the state nor out of it, nor have you sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons, nor have you acted as a second in carrying a challenge, nor aided or assisted any person thus offending so help you God. Congratulations.
Let me introduce Melissa to you. Many of you may know Melissa is a prominent pediatrician who resides in Glasgow. She's married to Ken Dennison, also a doctor. Three children, the three B's, Benjamin, Barrett, and Blair. And she works with the Glasgow Pediatrics Associates. She has her MD from the University of Louisville in 1984. Her undergraduate degree is from WKU in 1980, an achievement in only 3 years that I see here, very impressive. She's done both postgraduate training at the University of Texas Health Sciences in San Antonio in pediatrics. She is affiliated with P.J. Sampson Community Hospital in Glasgow, the Cavern Memorial Hospital in Cave City, and University of Louisville Hospital in Louisville. She also serves on the Glasgow Hospital Site-Based Council. Melissa and Ken have been both very supportive of WKU over the years, supporting HAF and a scholarship in their mother's name, Inez Dennison, for Grayson County students, and a scholarship for families of Barron County Pediatric Associates and others in Barron County. So I am honored. I received a call from the governor earlier this week indicating that he had appointed Melissa. It was an honor to learn that, and I've known Melissa for several years, and she's very close to this community and this region of Kentucky, and I know that you've enjoyed working with her, and that you will be honored to serve with this group in service to her alma mater. And one of the things we do, Melissa, as new members of this board come into service, is Region 10, and only members of the Board of Regents of WKU own one of those things that was specifically designed, crafted actually after the center of the WKU senior wing. This is something that I hope you will wear with pride and something that you can treasure during your time on the board and many years thereafter. Congratulations. Thank you.
Congratulations once more.
Thank you.
Mr. Porter, could we call on you now for the roll call, please?
Dr. Dennison?
Here.
Ms. Haskins?
Here.
Mr. Higdon?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Kennedy? Mr. Meyer?
Here.
Dr. Minter?
Here.
Kevin Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Wilkie.
Here.
And Mr. Zilke.
Here.
Thank you, David. Next item, approval of minutes. There was some amended minutes for the second quarter board meeting, April 24th, 2009. Do I have a motion for approval of those minutes?
Move to approve as amended.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Secondly, third quarterly board meeting, July 31st, 2009. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much. At this point, before we get started, I want to ask the board to remove the action item number 4.1, approval of employment contract for Dr. Wood Selig. Let that be tabled at this point. Now, let me address that just a little bit. In an effort to recognize some concerns, both WKU faculty and staff concerning compensation and to try to build and bridge trust and a professional respect between all departments of the university, this board and administrative heads, I suggest that the recommendation of the employment contract for Dr. Selig be tabled until our January meeting, and at that time come back with revisions ensuring that any funds to increase Dr. Selig's compensation come from athletic generated revenues in order to shield any increase in his contract from the university budget. Ensure that any money, in other words, from increased compensation does not come at the expense of any other budgets. Now let me emphasize now that in no way am I suggesting that Dr. Selig's job performance has in any way been anything but above reproach. And in my view, I consider him the best athletic director of all the Sun Belt schools, and I consider him a top leader nationally in his field. The athletic records and accomplishments of WKU under his leadership speak for itself. And in my judgment, we are very, very fortunate to have him as our AD. But I would like to entertain that we unanimously move that until the January meeting.
I move the table until January.
Got a motion?
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Committee appointments. I would like now to, right off the bat, Dr. Dennison, appoint you to the Academic Affairs Committee. And I spoke to her just for a second before this, and she agreed. And also, I'd like to appoint Rob Wilkie to that committee also. Okay, now getting into the regular meeting, I'd like to call on Ms. Yvette Haskins, Chair of the Academic Affairs Committee.
Good morning. The Academic Affairs Committee have several action items. The first of which is a request approval of degree name change from BS in Social Work to Bachelor's of Social Work. It'll be a BSW. Dr. Burch, do you have any comments on that or further information?
No, ma'am. It's just strictly change of degree. It's a professional degree. BSW is fairly common in the field. We have MSW and the faculty feel that's preferred.
Okay. So I'll call for a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. It's been approved. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, a second item is a approval for purchase of Colonial Courts, buildings A, B, and C. And also, you may want to know, board members, that this item was not recommended coming out of committee. And we at the time, we only had three members of that committee. And you might make note that, and we'll ask Dr. Burch to give us some more information on that.
Thank you. I was asked to bring additional information on the International Student and Visiting Scholars Village. I'll briefly recap where we are on this. You may recall that we came to this board some months ago and requested the purchase of four houses on this property. It consists of seven parcels, actually nine parcels. We already own two of the houses, which had been renovated and which we've been using for our international and visiting scholar housing. We purchased from the Real Estate Foundation the four houses at an earlier board meeting, and those are being renovated as we speak as replacement housing for our visiting scholars. Much of our housing is going down with the new building of the College of Education building. Today I'm asking consideration for the remaining three buildings, and in that context I'd like to speak a little bit about the nature of the project and why we want it and how it's going to be used and how we're going to fund it. And then I'm open to any questions that you might have. Dr. Neil Downing and his colleagues in Architectural Manufacturing Sciences have worked with the folks on campus in the facilities and designing and plan to give us a rendering. I'm not going to tell you this is exactly what that building's going to look like, but if it were to be similar to what was already on the site, it's a reasonable rendering. And I'll come back to this slide, but let me go ahead for a minute, one more. This property is located on Normal Drive, and currently, for those of you that may not recall, consists of two apartment buildings up front and six houses and an apartment building at the rear. What we're looking at doing is taking all six of those houses. You see three of them on the left, there are three more on the right, and each one of them is a two-bedroom cottage, and those are being renovated to house our international and visiting scholars. Building C is the building at the very rear, and that's one of the ones that we're asking your approval to allow us to purchase from the Real Estate Foundation today. That one will be renovated to make four additional efficiency apartments for visiting scholars, and the front building will eventually come down, eventually being next July. Right now there are two buildings there instead of the one that you see. We've determined already that it's not financially feasible to renovate those buildings and come out with what we need. But we would be better off to take them down, build one building, and that one building would house all of our existing international office programs and our Center for International Student Services, and it would bring all of it together. Now, to that end, this is what you saw at the beginning, what we anticipated that front building might look like off of Normal Drive. Let me go into how our needs have changed and why we are doing what we're suggesting here. Our international students have increased 250% in the last decade, roughly, from 180 to 660 students on campus. We now have 410 students studying abroad, and we are targeting in the next 4 to 5 years to be almost 1,200 students studying abroad. Our visiting scholars need university housing. A decade ago, we had less than 10 visiting scholars. We now have over 50. And one of the things that gives us the opportunities for faculty, for research collaborations, for opportunities for students abroad, for exchange programs, is being able to reciprocate. When our faculty go abroad, even in third world countries, it's pretty amazing the quality of the facilities and the housing that's given to them. To operate exchange programs and to bring scholars here to do joint research and other things, you've got to be able to reciprocate. And quite candidly, it's very difficult if you have to have somebody tote people back and forth to a hotel in the morning and no place to go in the day. You need someplace relatively near to campus. So we do have the need. Let's see. Since 9/11, the legal requirements that affect what we have to do in supporting and tracking and documenting international students has grown enormously. We've always had an International Student Services and Support Office, but the complexity of that operation, the size of it, the scope of it has expanded, and we feel a need to be able to keep all of those functions reasonably together. Also, due to growth, we've moved our study abroad and global learning offices out of that central office. We now have them housed in one classroom in Grice Hall. It's not particularly efficient. It's not particularly workable, but it's the only place that works for right now. This project would enable us to bring all of our international support services and programming under one heading with space to accommodate both needs and growth. And the numbers of those programs have grown exponentially. Almost every meeting we bring anymore, there's something that you see that's part of that international reach mission of this institution. We also have a quality enhancement plan, a QEP, affectionately known as QEP, which is part of our SACS accreditation. And when that plan was approved several years ago, part of the outcomes measures of it, which all of our faculty have been working on and which is part of our priority plan, is to bring that global dimension onto our campus and into the lives of our students, incorporating it into our curriculum, into their experiences, really believing that the quality of education they get at Western is going to be heavily influenced by the extent to which we prepare them for living in a more global society. So being able to have that and to have this support for the internationalization is pretty significant. A last piece of it is that in the next 5 years, we have in place plans that would suggest we're going to more than double our number of international students on campus, which we think is a healthy thing and a very positive thing for all of our students and for the campus community. To have that kind of mix, it gives networking, it gives interactions and opportunities for our students who are from Kentucky, surrounding regions, other states, and it also opens up the world for our students and for those who come here. How is it going to help us reach those goals? Some of this I've already said. It allows us the opportunity to do more programming for our international students and our scholars, and more support services, more appropriately house study abroad global learning, bring all of those programs and services together in a way that we're more efficient, more effective. Replace the housing for visiting scholars and add housing. We actually had at one time sufficient space for 17 visiting scholars. We sort of brought that down to 9, and we're building it back up. This will take us up to 24 slots once we complete this project. The increased opportunities for partnership and securing funding support. Later this morning, you're going to hear about one of those international initiatives. I can tell you the visible presence of a campus commitment to support internationalization, international scholars, and our international student makes a huge difference in the funding opportunities and the programs that we can secure support for that give opportunities to our students. The Chinese languages grant that you'll hear about today, another program that I hope the president will announce to you in the near future, are partly possible because it speaks of the campus's belief in the importance of internationalization and seeing a global dimension to the experiences that we provide for our students and on this campus. So this sort of further sends that message. It is a visible evidence of our commitment to internationalization. On our timeline, to give you some sense of it, the four visiting scholar houses that were approved at a prior board meeting are being renovated as we speak. Great support from the folks on campus in helping us get that done, and they will be finished this December. And so we'll be housing scholars in those by January. The building C, which is that building at the rear that you saw earlier, that renovation would take place in the spring, adding the last four houses to our available housing options. The building that would house the Office of International Programs and the support services for students, everything international would go in that front building, and we'd be working on plannings in the spring for that building. We're already working on it somewhat. That two front buildings would be demolished sometime in June or early summer, and sometime in the summer the start on the new building would begin, hopefully being early spring of 11, that it would be ready. And the other important thing about the project is that Dr. Ramsdale has been fully supportive of our doing this, but when we talked about it from day one, he reminded me, and I don't need any reminding, that there are an awful lot of priorities on campus, and we're trying to secure funding for them now. So he said if Academic Affairs was willing to make this a sufficient priority to undertake how to get it done, go for it. And so I have also attached for your information basically notes on how we plan to pay for it, which seems like a pretty significant thing to talk about. We did have some dollars that we had in carry forward that had been set aside for this project. Dr. Ramsdale had set aside some dollars for us that partially replaced some of the lost housing that we lost to the building of the School of Education building. And most of the rest of it is coming as part of our outreach funding. When we created the Division of Extended Learning and Outreach, we designed it so that it brings dollars and resources back to the academic units to do those things that are value added, above and beyond what we could normally do in our budget. And we also see DLO as supporting major initiatives that are going to add value to the academic experience and the quality of what we do on the campus. So this is an investment in our international outreach, and we do have the funding to see the project through. We have some estimated cost on the replacement. Dan Cheney provided these for us from our planning, design, and construction office, but as he indicated, they're pretty broad stroke. We think we've hit the outside figure. We think we may bring it in at less than these figures, but we won't go beyond this. With that, let me pause. I'm open to answer any questions that you might have. And anything else you'd like to know about it.
Let me make a motion to approve so we can discuss it.
Second.
So the motion has been made and approved. Are there any questions? All in favor?
I have some comments I'd like to say if we're allowing for comments this morning. I know I've talked about this at three other meetings already, so I'll be very brief. But again, I support the fact that we're trying to move forward internationally, but I still think, you know, as a Commonwealth, we're falling behind, or still lagging behind, rather, here at home. I think there's more we can do in our own end of the state with some of this division, the extended learning outreach money. It's very exciting stuff that's used for our extended campuses that are bringing education to people who didn't have it before. And I think we can extend that effort before we extend it beyond our own borders. But the one thing I just wanted to say real quick is there was some...
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? A fire emergency has been reported in the building. Please leave the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.